Hey there, welcome to Girl Makes Fire, your go-to podcast for practical tools and solutions for the everyday challenges of being a creative and spiritual entrepreneur living in a material world. If you're a mission-driven, purpose-aligned, spirit-drenched creative, or a small business owner who's equal parts woo-woo and badass girl boss, or if you're just getting started becoming any of those things, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Deborah C. Smith. I'm a holistic business coach and the owner of several successful small businesses, and I'm here to offer you support with creativity, mindset, daily practices, and getting into imperfect action so you too can find balance while building your dream business. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of Girl Makes Fire. My name is Deborah, and I am so excited that you're here with me and listening to this inaugural launch episode. I've been planning this podcast for well over a year, and I've got lots of great things in store. And I had the best intentions of actually starting it this time last year, but as life would have it, a lot of things got in the way of it. And so I'm here now, and we're starting today. It's February 1st, 2024. I'm pretty excited. First day of a new month, still the beginning of a new year. And for me, this year feels really vibrant and alive with growth potential. I think it has a lot to do with we're now 3 full years out from, you know, a global pandemic. A lot of people have shifted, made decisions about how to be more in alignment with who they want to be in this life, or, you know, just the deck of cards has really been shuffled. And so I'm feeling a lot of grounded energy this year. I'm feeling a lot of growth energy. And I'm really excited about sharing content on this podcast with you to help you grow your own business, grow your revenue without burning out. And something I'm really passionate about is helping other women in business, particularly holistic business. And so I thought I'd just start right there. Like, what is a holistic business? What does it mean to be a holistic business coach? And how did I get here? So to me, the word holistic just really means whole. And I have a background in holistic nutrition and health coaching. And with that program, we really look at the whole person. So, you know, not just the food that we see on a plate, but what are all the different ways that you are nourished in your life? So when you apply that same concept of just wholeness to doing business, to me, it means creating your business intentionally so that it incorporates the fact that you're a living, breathing human being, right? With a body and feelings, who has really good days and really bad days, and who sometimes gets it right and who sometimes F's it up. And it means you care about your nervous system, your digestive system, and your energy centers as much, if not more, than you care about your financial bottom line. So typically, you know, business is the action of exchanging something of value for the currency of the day. So when we talk about doing business, we are talking about making money because, you know, we live in a capitalist society where money is a critical tool. You have to have money to pay your rent, to buy groceries, to pay for anything that you want or need, you know, in the working modern world. So the idea of running your own business is the idea of creating a system by which you can make your own money. So when we talk about a holistic business, to me, it means creating a business that is indeed intentionally set up and designed to help you make money in your way in this world, but it does not discount the parts of your life that are everything else that's not that financial bottom line, right? So it's a little bit that what nourishes you. So it includes in the concept of running your business, your health, your wellness, your mental health, your physical fitness, your relationships, important downtime away from the business. So you're not constantly, you know, working all the time or always on your phone or whatever the case may be. Having boundaries, right? Having holistic boundaries, something that protects those other very important energy centers of the body. So, and I hear this term applied frequently also to the type of business that you run. So sometimes if you hear someone say a holistic business, that means they're a holistic health coach. They're a holistic nutrition coach. They're a holistic life coach. You know, and in corporate speak, I've heard the term holistic more in application to all of the systems work together in one larger operation. So it still just means considering all the parts of a whole. And you get to define that for yourself. So running a holistic business, from my point of view, means that you understand that money is important because, yes, we live in a capitalist society that values financial wealth over a lot of other characteristics and traits. But none of that matters if you don't have your health, right? So you don't have the balance in your day-to-day life, if you don't have moments to enjoy time with your family and build your relationships, if you're not able to take care of your physical wellness, then what good is money? Hey guys, if you're busy building your own small business, then you probably already know how important it is to fuel your body with high quality nutrition. Nothing is worse than having an important deadline and feeling exhausted or battling fog brain. That's why I love Saqqara Life's signature nutrition program. I get all the benefits of nutritious plant-based meals, such as glowing skin, better sleep, and feeling more energized without having to spend a ton of time on meal prep. That means I can take care of business and still have time for all the other things I love. Get 20% off your first order with Saqqara when you use the link in the show notes and the code XODEB at checkout. So how did I get to become a holistic business coach? Like everyone, my wellness journey and my personal journey to get here has had a lot of twists and turns, a lot of challenges along the way. But to be honest with you, when I was an undergrad, I studied the arts. I was really into music, theater, and dance. And I honestly wanted to be a professional tap dancer right up until the age of 20, when real life sort of came knocking on the door and I realized that that wasn't necessarily going to pay the bills. So directly after college, I moved to New York City with the goal of working as a writer, director, which meant I had a ton of odd jobs, right? Including coffee shop, temp agency. I did a short stint working for Sting, which is definitely a story for another episode. And eventually I wound up working for several not-for-profit arts organizations, focusing on communications and fundraising. So this is sort of in the dot-com era when technology is really coming online. And I did a lot of web design, a lot of email marketing, tons of event marketing. I got really into event production. And technically, my career was going well, but I was not personally doing so great health-wise. In fact, I was pretty unhealthy. I had really dry, itchy, irritated skin. I was overweight. I had really big mood swings. I was heavily caffeinated, and then I was drinking a lot at night, so I would have these highs and lows, which is typical of young life in New York City, but truly, I was very unhappy. The grueling sort of repetitiveness of office culture was just not a good match for my soul, my spirit. But it never even crossed my mind that I could change that or that I was numbing myself to get through it. And as luck would have it, one day I met a woman at a friend's party who invited me to listen to a talk about holistic health and nutrition. And at this age and stage of my life, I was genuinely clueless about the role that food plays in our health and wellness. So this talk was, I went to it, and it was a drastically eye-opening experience for me. It was like all of a sudden, you know, I had the wool pulled back, and it dawned on me that I had been creating my own discomfort this whole time by the way that I was choosing to put things into my body. So I pulled way back from the pattern that I was in. You know, a year later, I was graduating from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition as a certified holistic health coach. And 1 year after that, I quit my full-time job and began my first entrepreneurial journey, which was that I co-created a mobile juice bar called the Green Pirate Juice Truck. And mobile food vending in a major city is not for the faint of heart, y'all. It's really, in those early years of business, I learned a lot. I was able to grow that company from a rusty old retired mail truck that we renovated into a rolling state-of-the-art kitchen to then becoming a multi-six-figure citywide vegan catering operation. And this was largely due to the fact that I did have skills as a marketer and understood how to use the free tools of the internet that had been developing. So social media was happening, Twitter was new. And this was still about a decade before, you know, juicing and wellness was trendy beyond truly vegan people. So it was a bit of an uphill battle. But my experience at that time with that company was fantastic. I was able to lead hundreds of events and group coaching programs and impact many thousands of New Yorkers. I was able to work with incredible brands and celebrities. It was very exciting. And truly, I've been through the ringer of odd and chaotic business operations over those 14 years. But I also had the chance to truly understand what it looks like to wake up every single day and have to make the rules of your own business, your own company. So what it means to take responsibility and to take risks, to have to fire people and hire people and to do your accounting every day and to hedge your bets and figure out what is the strategy that's going to get me from where I am now to where I think I need to be. So I've seen what it looks like to win really, really big. And I've also seen what it looks like to fail and fall really fast and really hard. So since 2019, I've operated online solely. I own a marketing consulting agency, and I help purpose-driven entrepreneurs set up their online operations so that they can connect with their ideal communities in the online space and increase revenue coming into their business. So it's genuinely a combination of many years in the holistic wellness industry and many years working as an online marketing entrepreneur. And the combination of those two things is what I hope to share with you in this podcast, some of my hard-won wisdom. So specifically, let's dive right into what am I going to share on this podcast. So creativity and how to use creativity as a tool to consistently stoke the fire that you need to stay in beginner's mind to have a sustainable business over a long period of time. This is a topic that I love to share, and I've got lots of tools and strategies. Also, strategies for scaling from, you know, the scrappy stages of business to a fluid and more sustainable operation, one in which you get to step away and have, you know, parts of your life back after getting through that sort of startup phase of business. Also, mindset shifts that are critical to becoming successful in your business. Daily practices, how to build habits that will ensure that you're staying on track with your goals. Wellness tips, how to maintain your health when the going gets tough, how to prevent burnout and mental fatigue that comes along with the entrepreneurial space, or can, I should say, come along. And then, of course, marketing strategies and tools that you need to stay on top of things to stay relevant. And then I'm planning some really fantastic guest interviews with other entrepreneurs across industries who've had really big wins, who've had really big fails, and really big transformations. And most importantly, I want to share and inspire you to take imperfect action so that you can just get going and get started. If you have a dream to run your own business, the best thing you can do is dive into action and not wait until you have those perfect decisions made, because they never do come. And so getting into action, even if it's just imperfect, is really a big part of your win in business. And I love to celebrate those wins. You know, over the years, I've developed a resilience and a strong sense of instinct, and I've picked up a lot of good habits that have kept me healthy and energetic so I can build this life that I love. One in which I run a business, but I have the flexibility to ebb and flow as my body requires, as my heart and my mind and my soul require or desire, right? As my relationships need of me. And so, yeah, I'm going to share all of that with you. So with all that said, I hope you'll keep listening to future episodes and share them with anyone that you know who might be building a unique, one-of-a-kind business for themselves. And before I sign off, I do have a gift for you as my new listener. So I created a very helpful day planner that I give to all of my one-on-one clients when we first start working together. I call it a daily abundance planner, and it's a single sheet of paper that helps you to prioritize your day based on some less common tasks. So it's a day planner that puts your holistic wellness needs at the same level of importance as your deliverables, right? So this is a really simple tool. It's going to help you put mental and physical health and hydration and, you know, nutrition all on the same to-do list as your income generating tasks. So you don't lose sight of those important practices. So you can grab this daily abundance planner at DeborahCSmith.com/planner. That's DeborahCSmith.com/planner. And my name, Deborah, is spelled the biblical way, like the Bible. So it's DeborahH. And I'll also put that link in the show notes so you can grab it there. I hope you find it useful. And you can email me anytime if you have questions at hello@DeborahCSmith.com. Okay, with that, my friend, thank you for listening. I'll see you next week at the same time and place. And until then, may you be vibrant.